Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and hotep.
Throw up your hands. If you praise in his name, yo, your hands up. Throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. You know this ain't a game.
when you keep on believing.
Keep on believing.
What?
Keep on believing.
No matter what you're going through, just
keep on believing.
I know it gets hard and everything, but just
keep on believing.
Come on. You got more faith than that. You got to keep on believing, you know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Keep
Let's
on believing.
Running game, no tricks up my sleeve. I just call his name, have faith, believe. You might take a fall, get up, achieve. Get back in balance, use your talents. Let your oil burn, your light shine. Fast forward, forget to rewind. Leave the negative people behind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can go from grieving to achieving when you keep on believing.
If you praise in his name, yo, your hands up.
And Hotep, welcome to the Care to Read Room. Thank you so very much for joining me this evening. And we have a feature show for you. Hold tight. Welcome each and every one of you by saying Habari Gani, and thank you so very much for joining us. And we're talking about Harriet Tubman Returns. And Harriet Tubman is returning in the form of Harriet Tubman on tomorrow. So hopefully we will be reviewing Harriet Tubman's poem, and she will be speaking from that perspective. But we will not be speaking on the poem this evening for Harriet Tubman. We're just going to open up the airways and the lines for anyone that would like to call in after the storm, giving us any kind of praise report after the storm, talking about issues with their teachers, issues in the classroom. And we just want to kind of lay low this evening, but we want to also invite the teachers to come in. Our phone lines are open. We'd like to invite you in to be a part of our phone line. And we'd like to say that we greet you in the spirit of peace this evening. And we're going to slow things down a little bit. We don't have our whole host of music this evening, so we're going to just open up our phone lines. And if you're out there in the audience and you'd like to chat, to talk about collectively what should we be doing in our black communities to make things better for our people. Now, one of the things that we've been talking about before was, you know, assembling ourselves together to talk about housing issues and to work on anyone, you know, who was really struggling to keep their property and keep their homes and encourage them to be pro se attendants. Now, I'm going to open the phone lines and ask that you will call in on our phone lines. And our phone line that you can call in on is open right now. And that number is 646-478-0270. And our phone lines are now open for anyone that would like to call in and chat. We'd like to also say that the teachers have been doing a fantastic job standing on the front line. We're still yet fighting. However, some of our teachers are still in California standing on the front line, and they're out there making a difference. And we like to thank those teachers for fighting and going into the system to try to make a change. So I'd like to see if let me see if anybody's calling in on our phone lines now. Once again, our phone lines are open at 646-478-0270. You can also go in the chat room if you like to chat and write something on our wall. We'll be glad to hear from you. And this is your Oracle Read, and this is your Omi. And normally we do readings throughout the year, and hopefully we will be doing a reading soon for the family. And I would like for you to call in if you would like destiny readings for your children. We will be doing the destiny readings throughout the year. So we also wanted to let you know that this particular day is kind of laid back, and we are going to possibly, you know, have a show on Saturday. We're thinking we have something scheduled for Saturday, and we're going to open those phone lines up for people who would like to call in to just give us their input on what they think about what's going on in our black communities. One of the things we're concerned with is that we are having to protest everything. People are just about reaching the boiling point. They're pretty much fed up, and they're protesting against a lot of injustice. And they want their voices heard, especially the young people. And they're going out in droves, and they're going out and representing because they want the world to see that they are making a statement. They want to make a change. Now, I do believe that their voices are being heard because they are making some changes and looking at how we are administered with assistance in our communities by the men in blue. And one thing that we have to have an understanding of is that we must teach our own black men and women to govern themselves in their own communities and learn to have respect for those in the community that love them and that nurture them and that know them. It's quite difficult for a stranger to come into your community and have love for you and be able to use sensitivity when dealing with you. They really can't because they are not connected to you. You are an alien to them. You are strange to them. So quite naturally, if they come into your community, they will come in with the idea that it's me against you. And that's because they have not been reconnected or introduced to you as a person that is a part of their community. Therefore, we have to engage ourselves in governing our own communities. And that's one of the things that hopefully our police department will start looking at, is that most of these communities want to engage in governing their own community, using self-discipline to govern their own people and being able to use elders in the council to make recommendations. Now, we know that all systems have failed. Even the court system has failed and is broken. And nobody has stopped to do an overhaul of the court system. It keeps on going for years and centuries, and it's never been overhauled or fixed. Well, then we have to slow down, and we have to go back and address these areas that are broken and revamp them and fix them. We can't keep running on empty, and we can't keep saying that everyone's human, yet people's lives are being jeopardized and taken away, and their lifestyles being taken away. And we have certain people that sit on these benches who make decisions over people's lives every day. And I don't think that God told us to take dominion over each other. He told us to govern ourselves accordingly. And I believe that every man can govern himself accordingly if society was fair. Now, society has got to change, and it's got to change quickly because people are beginning to see that we are not ruling equally. We're ruling with the iron fist, and it's become more like a bullying system every day. And people get a little fed up with that, and they exercise their right by marching. Now, we know that in the past, marching has never really did anything for us, nor destroying our own communities. So we got to even come up with a better procedure for retaliating against injustice. It cannot be to destroy our own communities and our own businesses because we're not getting anywhere in that manner. But it certainly has to be something where we make a statement and we begin to have counsel within our own group. And if we have more counsel and more workshops and seminars over the issues in our community, then we can get somewhere. And we cannot keep wasting our time marching, thinking things are going to change after we tear up our cities. We've got to look at having these forums, open forums, where we really talk about solutions and come up with plans. One of the plans I'd like to introduce you to is Project 2019. Most of you have heard me preach on Project 2019. Chuck Sanford has a plan for the African-American people and a methodology of how we can work that plan so we can get ourselves out of this jungle. And the plan is talking about how we are to educate ourselves, how we are to make a change before the year of 2019, because that will mark the 430 years of our inception of slavery. And we will be out of slavery then for over 430 years. So we would think that it's time to make a change. It's time to get into our position of rulership. And we are to look at what is happening with our communities and what we could do to change them. Right now we are in a situation where we are bombarded with behavior issues in our children and behavior issues of acting out in the school system. And all signals are that the school system is failing our children and that we're getting miseducated instead of educated. So now we have to come back to being dedicated to educate. And you see, the average good teachers do not want to teach anymore. They are a little fed up with administration as well. So you do not have the desire and the respect that you once had in the education system. So you have a situation of all signals of all aspects going bad. One of the things we have to look at is what are we going to do to change society and the hearts of men? When the hearts of men have become frightened and fearful, they start stockpiling and they start creating a shortage. They start pretending like there's not enough to go around. And then they take more than what they need. The animals never have to take any more than what they need. They do not suffer from greed. Why is it that we as human beings, so-called human beings, suffer from greed and a lack all the time? And having to have more than what we need. If we could look at greed and see that greed was destroying us and us as a people, then we would walk away from greed. But so many people are entangled in greed, and greed has become a lifestyle, and they'll never get enough because greed cannot be satisfied. So if you have a society that is stockpiling everything, and they are managing to create a pretty good-looking portfolio, and at the same time they're taking out of the mouths of other babes, and they are depleting families. So what we have here going on is a materialistic world of people who are engaging in nothing but material things. So our communities are suffering. The lower socioeconomic people in these communities, black and white, are suffering because we have so many people engaging in having additional and excess amount of things and stuff. And we're going to have to come to a conclusion where we realize that a human vessel is far more than any type of asset we can get from things and stuff. And you have so many young people now that are gauging themselves on the color of their skin, and they're riding off the backs of their good looks, thinking that it would make them able to have more than the next person. So then we have a materialistic world. What are we going to do about it? How are we going to make changes in our communities? First of all, we have to develop communities, and we have to put communities back in our cities. And one of the ways we do that is we have family life centers. We create family resource centers. We create community centers, Umoja centers, Omar Wali centers, and Yoruba centers. We create these centers that focus in on African theology and African culture. And we work with our culture and look at the perspective of our culture to create our rituals. And that's what we're lacking, is cultural rituals, our drumming, and our music. We're lacking that. So I would like to see more of that go out into the community, and I would like to see more people come together to learn more about their tribal affairs and their tribal communities. Now, our phone lines are open, and we'd like to invite you to call in at 846-478-0270. You can call in now, and our phone lines are open, and you've got your Omi Inca 7, and we're live here in the Oracle Readings Room, so please do call in with your comments. Now, it is 5 minutes to 11, and those who are still awake, you might even go in our chat room, and you can chat a bit in our chat room. We'd like to welcome every one of you and say thank you so much for going with us this evening. And yesterday we tried to speak with you and get on the air to make up for the last session where we did not meet on that Thursday. But we're trying to stay connected with you. So come in and call and help our ratings to go up because we need to hear from you. I know a lot of you do call in on demand and you leave information. Thank you so much for calling in on demand, but we also like to call in live, too, so we can hear from you in person. Now, if any of you would like to host our show and be a part as a co-host, please let me know. Drop me a line, and I will respond to you, and maybe we can get you on the show to be a co-host. This evening, we were supposed to have one of our Baba Laws on. However, we probably have him on maybe tomorrow. And he's going to be talking a little bit about Ifa, and the lifestyle of Ifa, and the rituals of Ifa, and what is Ifa, what is it all about, and how does one become Yoruba and Ifa. I talked to you a little bit before about Ifa and about understanding the divinations and a little bit about the Orishas. So he's going to come and join us tomorrow to talk a little bit more in details about Ifa and about what does the divinations mean and why do you need a destiny reading and getting a destiny reading for his direction as well. And hopefully tomorrow he'll be able to answer some of the questions that you have about Ifa. And we have still been talking about Harriet returning. And maybe we can get a little bit of reading in for Harriet either Sunday if we don't get any in tomorrow, because he was going to do our guest this evening, but he'll probably be in tomorrow. Now, I want to welcome each and every one of you by saying Hotep, and thank you for joining us this evening. We're on a little bit late this evening, and this is not our normal time, but yet we're still here, and our chat rooms are open. And this is your Omi, and I'd like to say thank you for having me. We've been in a storm, but we're over the storm. After the storm, there is a rainbow, and I've been seeing rainbows everywhere, and that is a sign that God is still with us. Now, as I told you, you're going to fight some battles, and you're going to fight some wars, but you must come out with your head held high so that you know that there's going to be battles that you're going to fight. You just have to be ready to win the war. So why don't you join us in helping us teachers to get the word out about winning the war, about losing any type of property you have or fighting for the property. And why don't you call in and join us? We've had Mrs. Tanya Denny, who's come out of California, who's worked diligently on the issues of housing authority and helping people to get their properties back. So once again, if you are out there and you're a teacher and you haven't called in and reported and given us an update for how your teacher is going, how you're going this year as a teacher and what are some of the goals you have for your schools this year, then you can do so now. And we are going to be signing off, so we are going to bring this to a close. A little tired this evening and a much, much needed rest. So we're going to bring this to a close and say thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow. So we say Odabo, and keep on believing.
Keep on believing. Keep on believing.
plus seven, I'm heaven bound. For reading his scripts, I got the sonship. Used to doubt his word, then I flipped the script. Now I get his love, mercy, power. Every second, minute, hour, and now I know how a man could be so grand. Once you surrender, throw up your hands.
If you praise in his name, yo, your hands up. Throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. You know this ain't a game. Throw your hands up.
What?
Throw your hands up.
What?
Throw your hands up.
What?
Looking for a change. Throw your hands up. Throw your hands up.
You could go from grieving to achieving when you keep on believing.
Keep on believing.
What?
Keep on believing.
No matter what you're going through, just
keep on believing.
I know it gets hard and everything, but just
keep on believing.
Come on. You got more faith than that. You gotta keep on believing, you know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Running game, no tricks up my sleeve. I just call his name, have faith, believe. You might take a fall, get up, achieve. Get back in balance, use your talents. Let your oil burn, your light shine. Fast forward, forget to rewind. Leave the negative people behind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can go from grieving to achieving when you keep on believing.
If you praise in his name, yo, your hands up. Throw 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 your hands up.
Keep on believing and throw your hands up. And tomorrow we'll be featuring our special guest who will be coming in to talk to us about Ifa and about the life of a priest. So join us tomorrow as we come on talking with our guest on the life of a priest and the committedness that you have in the life of a priest. And we'll be on at our regular scheduled time. I think it's scheduled for 10 tomorrow. And you can call in and join us. We will be talking about the various different roles of the Ifa priest and the Baba Law, as well as some of the duties of the Baba Law. So do call in and give us a call tomorrow. Our guest was initially supposed to be on today. He said that he would either call in tomorrow if he wasn't on today. So I presume he'll be on tomorrow. Let's hope and keep our fingers crossed. And we'll see you on tomorrow. So keep on believing, ladies and gentlemen, and being a part of our session. And stay connected. And always realize that Harriet Tubman is with you. And maybe we'll give you a little bit of rendition of Harriet tomorrow. We're really, really tired this evening, so we cannot get into that. So just keep your hands up and remember that there is no party that God can't give. Stay tuned. We'll see you tomorrow.
Be still and know that I'm with you. Be still and know that I'm here. Be still and know that I'm with you. Be still and know. When darkness comes upon you and comes. be still and know. And when you go through the valley and the shadow comes down from the hill, if morning never comes to be, be still, be still, be still. If you forget the way to go and lose where you came from, if no
double.